Back on Radio Row, it's Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM. J.J. Jackson and Tom Peavy hanging out with Cole Kubelik from the SEC Network. And here locally in Birmingham, Cole, you've got a new show.
Yeah.
That's been off and running.
It's been a lot of fun. Greg McElroy and I have wanted to work together for a long time. We have done some part-time stuff on SiriusXM and then through the SEC Network. You know, we did the original Feinbaum Film Room together. That's when Greg and I kind of met each other. We knew of one another, had been around one another, but that's the first time we really sat down, got to know each other, talk football, and I think we both knew right then and there we would love to do some things in the future. The stars haven't been able to align. The timing hasn't been right. This time it was. A couple guys decided to walk away from Jocks. That put a spot open for us. Greg was ready to make the move from satellite to terrestrial, and we're on day 8 today. Feels like day 80, but it's great. It's fun. I mean, the best part for me is that I have never worked with anyone who will challenge me the way that Greg will. And I need that in my life. I'm somebody who is big on accountability. And he's a guy that's not going to allow me to not know anything, really. And I think he's someone who respects what I know. I respect what he knows. And we're just going to try to be the best college football show ever made. I mean, that's our goal.
And then here in Birmingham, how great is it to have that sort of Auburn and Alabama dynamic back and forth?
It's cool, but it's cool because we know what that means. We
right.
know what it means to people here. And obviously, I grew up here. So, you know, I view Legion Field as what the Upper Deck used to say, football capital of the South. And that was the football capital of my world growing up, whether it was the Iron Bowl, Alabama, Tennessee, bowl games, SEC championship game, USFL, World League, XFL, high school championship games. Like, that's where that was my football cathedral when I was growing up. So I know what it means in this town, and I know what that rivalry means. Obviously, I played in the last Iron Bowl that was at Legion Field. And I don't think that we necessarily want to build it just that way. Neither one of us are going to sit back and say, oh, we got an Auburn guy and Alabama guy, so people are going to listen. Like, that's not what it's going to be. But this morning we had Coach Saban on the show. You know, he makes a comment to Greg, and he says, you know, Greg, like he said, you know our practices. You've been through it. Everybody practices. We make sure that happens. It's very different. And so I can then go back to him and say, all right, I'm going to need you to explain what Coach Saban means when he says everyone practices and why that's different from other practices that you've been to. So that's when I think it becomes valuable that he can take that experience, and tomorrow when Coach Harsin comes and talks about Auburn and talks about different things that have happened there, Greg can ask me about my Auburn experience. So it should be fun.
Well, and that's the professional side of things off the air. Is there a little bit of back and forth between you two, or is it a very cordial thing?
No, it's not cordial. it never stops, but Greg is a friend of mine.
Right.
Our wives are friends. You know, he has a son that's a little bit younger than my middle-aged son. His son is right in between my middle son and my youngest boy. And they have another baby due in October, so which I already told him was a major mistake by having a fall baby. Like, I don't know how you even think about doing that. But, you know, we're friends. We get along. We absolutely destroy each other on a daily basis, but that's what makes it fun.
We're talking with Cole Kubelik here at SEC Media Days. Cole, just talking about Media Days, has there been anything that has really stuck out to you that you've heard so far, whether it be NIL, whether it be the COVID protocols that have been talked about on the first day? Anything in particular really jump out at you so far from here at Media Days?
This is not what you want to hear, but this is what stuck out to me this morning. Nick Saban gave us about a five-minute answer, detailed background on the holder position and why it's gone from where it was to where it is now. And it's not that holding is exciting. It's not that being a holder is cool. It's how he could go back in detail when and why things began to change of, well, you should just be the quarterback would go hold. Well, now they don't do that because of this. And then it started to change because of this. And then we do this because of this. And it's, I would have never expected someone to have sort of a historical answer with background on a holder.
On a holder. Wow.
I actually never give a damn about a holder, to be honest with you.
Until they drop one.
And it was interesting that he said, you know, now we got the punters out there holding, and he said the reason that happened is because the punters and kickers are over there doing their own thing in practice all the time, so they're spending time together anyway, so we might as well just let them do it. And what we didn't want to do – see, this is where it was cool. He said, what we didn't – I would have never thought about this. He said, what we didn't want to do, because the quarterback's going to have to go do it.
Right.
We didn't want to waste practice time with our quarterback, maybe the most important person on our team, over here messing around with the kickers holding. So that's why we started taking them off of it, and the punters were there with them. I mean, they're over there playing like hacky sack with the balls and like flag football on PlayStation. So work on your holding. So they get that down. And he said that's when it started to go. And he said, but don't get me wrong. We send a punter out there to hold on a field goal to potentially win a championship. That doesn't sit very well with me.
Right.
He said, I'm pretty nervous when I see that. And I was like, I can understand. But I think a lot of Alabama fans probably understood what he was talking about, too.
Well, I mean, with their field goal stuff.
That's what, kind of what I was going on
here. We haven't really had a chance to talk to you about Auburn lately. But, obviously, Coach Harsin coming in tomorrow here at Media Days. Have you had a chance to meet Coach Harsin yet? Okay, you have. So a lot of us have not.
We did the
your takeaways on him so far.
Ambush tour, right?
We did the ambush tour. I got to be with him and Coach Pro a couple times. I had a chance to get down to Auburn for practice. Got to talk to him then. So we've been around each other multiple times. I've had a few phone conversations with him. We text every now and then. I'm a big fan. I think that Brian Harsin and – don't take this as a comparison to what I think the results will be or I'm projecting the results. It's not that. But if you're talking about personality,
sure,
how they're cut out, I think he might be as close to Nick Saban as we have in this league because he is laser-focused. He is driven. He has no nonsense. He's sort of process-oriented. And the thing that I like about it is he has a way that you're going to do it, but he doesn't ask you to do that because it's his way.
Right.
He asks you to do it because it's the way that's always worked. And I think he's a guy that's open to new ideas. He's open to innovation. But he's very strict and he's very regimented. And I think the consistency is something that Auburn fans will notice as the biggest difference. Now, are you going to be able to watch the first two series of the season and say, oh, yeah, I can totally tell? Over time, I think what you will begin to notice, the way he answers questions, the way the players perform, the way they call plays, the way the game plan looks week in and week out, and then season to season, consistency will be what shows up as very different with Brian Harsin.
Right. The one thing I was going to ask you, you being a former offensive guy, how important was it for Auburn to bring in a guy like Harsin, who then brings in Mike Bobo, different philosophy than – let's admit that the philosophy, the offensive philosophy under Malzahn was flawed. It was flawed. Everybody could see the flaws that were there. It seems like this is a change more that pro-oriented, more something that's going to get these guys geared to the NFL.
I think it'll be a bit of a mesh. It's not going to be Bobo. It's not going to be Harsin. They're going to meet in the middle. And I think Bobo brings some things that Harsin likes. Harsin has some things that he knows he wants to do. The offense will be built around the stretch play, outside zone. That's what they've run for a long time. And you'll see more play action. You'll see some heavy play action. You'll see the quarterback actually turn his back to the defense, which is rare. Doesn't happen a lot these days. And they'll take their shots down the field. That's why I really wish that Schwartz and Williams would have come back because they would have had real opportunities to make plays in this offense. It's unfortunate that they were drafted where they were. Schwartz, not so bad, but I think he could have been a lot better with one more year, especially in this offense. And they'll build it around Tank. I mean, Tank will be the guy. He's going to be the workhorse. And the way that he slashes the patience behind the line of scrimmage and then putting a foot in the ground, getting north and south, he'll be able to have success inside, outside that stretch play. And the offensive line doesn't have to be dominant. So I think it could be a little bit better. I'm worried about the youth at receiver, the inexperienced at receiver, because when was the last time we saw a national champion not have a big boy receiver?
Right.
I mean, it feels like that's becoming as important as quarterback.
Yeah.
And so Auburn, we don't have that guy yet. We don't know who that guy is. And I think
maybe the kid from Georgia.
Well, Demetrius Robinson was a good get, but I think that's more depth and just a little bit of experience. Right. But if you're talking about an eraser, a number one, a big guy, he's not that guy. But maybe you involve the tight ends a little bit more. You use the screen game. I'm high on the defense. I think D-line can be pretty good. Colby Wooden's going to have a good year. Linebacker's as active as anybody.
Cole Kubelik, the former Auburn Tigers, joining us here on the program. Auburn Day tomorrow with Coach Harsin, Owen Papo, and Bo Nix and his sweet tea. coming down to Hoover here. Cole, we appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
We talk throughout the year all the time, so we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cole Kubelik joining us at SEC Media Days.